This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. عباد الله، أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله عز وجل، كما قال الله سبحانه وتعالى بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. My brothers and sisters, what if today was the last day that we lived? Or what if today was the last day that the most beloved person to us alive passed away? What would be the condition of our family tomorrow? One of the biggest problems after someone passes away is the division that happens within that family, dividing inheritance and wealth. You probably may have experienced it or know someone whose family has experienced that, and you realize that you don't want it for yourself. So now we learn about the ultimate inheritor, the one who will inherit from every single one of us, the one who inherits everything that's on the face of this earth. When we leave nothing behind that comes with us, except three things that we will learn in the second half of this khutbah. So today we focus on al-warith, the inheritor. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remain after every single one of his creation perishes. after you and I pass away, after all of the human beings are gone, after everything is destroyed, the mountains are blown to pieces, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as Al-Warith remains. And he says in Surah Al-Hijr, verse number 23, وَنَحْنُ الْوَارِثُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that He is the one who will inherit. Surely it is He or we who give life and cause death, and it is we who will inherit. We here is the royal we, right? This is found linguistically in multiple languages, where a person of authority in this world will say we, like the queen will say we, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has more right to say we. More right, and out of respect for Him, you'll notice in some languages, those of you who speak French, we usually don't say tu, speaking directly at one person, we say vous. Vous is plural, but we say it out of respect. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is using this element of respect linguistically for Himself. And He shows us that He is the one who will inherit. And we know as well that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Hayy, the eternal, living, always, will not pass away. And therefore, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is eternal and will live forever and never pass away, and we are the ones who will be destroyed, we are the ones who will perish, will leave this world, then we need to start focusing on what we have and who we are. Like, think of your life. What is it that is so important with you in your life today? I asked you this question last week. If you were to sum up your life and say, what do I have to present to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala today? If I was to pass away today, what do I have to present to Allah? What am I happy about? What am I proud to show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? From the deeds that I've done, from the actions that I've done, from the ibadah that I've done, from the harm that I've refrained from the sins that I've cut out, from the things that I stayed away from embarking upon that society is encouraging, that Allah is displeased with. What do we have to show Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So think of your life. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will inherit that from us. We belong to Him, we will return to Him. Think of your wealth. You could have a dollar, and that dollar means more to you than someone who has a million. You could have a million, and that million means more to you than someone who has a billion. You can have a billion, and that billion means more to you than someone who has a trillion. And so on and so forth. We continue to rise in terms of wealth and look for more and more. But when we leave, how much of it goes with us in our pockets? How much of it goes with us from our bank accounts digitally? Bitcoin, mashallah, tabarakallah, you get this little thing that you take with you. Implanted chip in your wrist, Allahu Akbar. Right? How much of our wealth do we take with us? None. Al-Warith will inherit our wealth as well. When you think of your property, how much of it will we take with us? None. We worked hard for it. It's ours. It belongs to me, me, me. All the time we say, this is mine, this is mine. It's my property. This is my wealth. This is my life. These are my children. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will inherit everything after we leave this world. You think of cars. You think of masajid as well. وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says clearly in the Quran that the masajid belong to Allah. And none is worshipped in them except Allah Azza wa Jalla. So even the masajid Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will inherit. The water of the earth, the cities on this earth, the sky, the mountains, every single thing Al-Warith will inherit. As in He claims and takes from us after we've left this world and it's all destroyed. So my brothers and sisters, think. What was the purpose of our creation? What is the purpose of running after the dunya? What is the purpose of all that we acquire and gain if all of it is going to be lost and left behind? And we'll learn about this in the second half of the khutbah, insha'Allah ta'ala. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ فَاسْتَغْفِرُهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين وأصلي وأسلم على نبيه الكريم عليه أفضل الصلاة وأتم التسليم أما بعد. My brothers and sisters, three things the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says we will take with us after we pass away. Three things will follow us into our grave, right? If we want to word it this way. The first thing the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions is a sadaqa jariyah. What is a sadaqa jariyah? Sadaqa jariyah is a type of donation or a type of charity that we do that is consistent and constant, that is always earning rewards for us. So you could think of it like sometimes we're asked to help dig a well, right? In a city or a town or a village that needs water. And so we establish that there. Or we establish a hospital, or we establish a masjid, or we establish something that is going to continuously earn rewards for us. As opposed to the charity that we do, sometimes we see someone is hungry, we buy them a meal. There's a little bit of extra reward in that because maybe from the energy they gain, they go and they perform some sort of ibadah or some kind of good deed, or they learn from it and they do it as well. So we gain some rewards from it. But a sadaqa jariyah is something that continues. And hopefully, inshallah ta'ala, continues till the end of time. So that is the first thing that we bring with us, that we will inherit of this dunya to bring towards the akhirah. The second thing that we will inherit or bring with us in our graves after we pass away is beneficial knowledge that benefited the people and continues to benefit the people that we are benefiting from because we shared it with others. So when you learn something of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this is why he said, بَلِّغُ عَنِّي وَلَوْ آيَةً, convey from me even one single verse, one ayah. Because that one thing that you convey to someone else may be the one good deed that we need to just tip the scale and get us into paradise. So beneficial knowledge. Speaking at times that are right and beneficial. Withholding from speech at times that is useless and pointless. This is from our deen. And the third thing that the Prophet ﷺ teaches us that we bring with us after we've passed away is the good deeds from the child who is righteous that we've left behind, or the children who are righteous that we've left behind that make dua for you. So any of the children that are here, how many children do we have here? It is permissible Islamically, if the Khatib asks you to respond, you are allowed to respond. So raise your hand, how many children do we have here? MashaAllah, tabarakAllah, we are all children to our parents. Every single one of us should have raised our hands. I saw one brother in the back, first brother to raise his hand. Every single one of us is a child. Every single one of us has the opportunity to be this pious, righteous child who raises their hands and makes dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for their parents. It is the thing that doesn't get cut off. Maybe your parents didn't do any sadaqa jariyah. Maybe your parents didn't share any beneficial knowledge, but your parents will benefit from you if you're raising your hands and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many times do we see family members losing a loved one? Our brother Zafar, his father passed away just a few days ago. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on his father, Zahur Ahmed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless him with the highest level of paradise and grant him complete and full forgiveness, and grant forgiveness to all of our loved ones that have left us. Ameen. The one thing that usually comes to mind when we lose a family member, especially parents, is that their dua is no longer part of our lives. And we benefit from that. We love it. When we see our parents and they make dua for you, you know, they come, oh, beta, baby, they touch you, they make you feel good. Allahu Akbar. It's an amazing feeling. No one on the face of this earth can give you that feeling. No one. And then when they leave this world, it's gone. But now is your time. Now is my time, our time, to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for their forgiveness. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His mercy to be upon them. Beg and cry to Allah Azza wa Jal. Why? Because we want the same from our children. Those little young ones that we see sitting around us now, we want them to learn from our example. If we never ask Allah for forgiveness and for bounties and blessings for our parents, our children are not learning that example. And so ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my brothers and sisters, When we think of inheritance, when we think of al-warith, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-warith, He asks us to sacrifice of this dunya. We learned already that the things of this world will not come with us in our grave. The cars, the homes, all the electronics, now with gas prices going up, the talk of the town is, we need a Tesla, we need an electronic car. It won't come with you in your grave. It will not follow you. But what will follow us is this, the things of this world that we sacrificed for the sake of Allah, and we got rid of the temporary pleasures for the sake of earning eternal items, eternal blessing, eternal reward that will be forever. That right now we consider it non-existent because we don't see it. How many times do we say Subhanallah and a tree is planted for us in paradise? Making our Jannah bigger and bigger and bigger. Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Planting tree after tree after tree for us in paradise. Growing the size of our Jannah. But we don't see it, so we don't think of it. We think it doesn't exist. The reality is that exists. This world doesn't. This world will no longer be. You and I won't be here. Nothing will remain. But the Akhirah is forever and always. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created it for that. It will continue on and on. So my brothers and sisters, think of what you will bring in your grave. Will you inherit the wealth of this world for your grave and that time? Will you present to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the mimbar that you stood on, the musalla that you pray on, the masjid that you're in? No, but the deeds that were done in those positions. Your limbs will testify for you, hopefully, and not against us. Our tongue will speak when we don't want it to move. Our mouth will move, our arms will move, our feet will testify. I was used to walk from the end of the parking lot to come in to pray. Your mind will say to Allah Azza wa Jal, your heart will testify that I was patient when I saw the amount of cars blocking me after the Jummah khutbah and I couldn't get out. But ya Allah, I was patient on that day. And the scale of good deeds will go heavier and heavier and heavier. So my brothers and sisters, plan and prepare for the Akhirah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as al-warith, when He inherits all of this world, including ourselves, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will in return bless us with goodness that we will see will last forever and ever. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us with the highest levels of paradise. Ameen. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا وارزقنا وعافنا اللهم تقبل منا أعمالنا صالحة يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم اغفر لنا وارحمنا Ya Allah, please have mercy upon us and grant us complete and full forgiveness. Ya Allah, please make us from amongst those that are placed into the highest level of paradise. Ya Allah, please make us from amongst those that love your deen and love the Quran and love the Sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, please make it easy for us to always look out for ways that we can earn good deeds. Sometimes we might see a Muslim brother or sister around us who needs a chair and we don't even get up to get them the chair even though we see it in sight. Ya Allah, make us from amongst those that constantly thrive and strive to earn good deeds from you. Ya Allah, please make it easy for us to purify our book of deeds from all the sins that may be there and make it heavy on our scale, filled with good deeds and nothing but that. Ya Allah, please make it easy for all our loved ones that have passed away. Grant them complete and full forgiveness. Make the time in their grave easy and make our time in our grave easy as well. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Inna Allah ya'muru bil adli wal ihsani wa ita'i dhil qurba wa yanha 'anil fahsha'i wal munkari wal baghi ya'idhukum la'allakum tadhakkarun. Udhkuru Allah yadhkurkum wad'uuhu yastajib lakum wa ladhikru Allahi akbar. Allahu ya'lamu ma tasna'un.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن